Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? It's your girl, Taria Vision of Vine, and you have tuned in to the Urban CEO Network radio show, where we are unapologetic, real, bold, action-oriented, and non-conforming. We have a mission to show our kings and queens how to build big business while being yourself. On today's show, we have another incredible VIP guest, and many of our urban CEOs are going to be sharing their breakthroughs. So grab a pen and paper and let's get ready to start the show. Yeah.
Well, all right. Hello, everybody. This is Taria Vision of Vines, and I'm so excited to have you guys here. Extremely grateful to be on this line with you all today. Look, I don't know about you guys, but over the past few days, our sister's been dealing with some health and wellness, and just to kind of be specific so that nobody's too concerned, it was more like a cold and flu, but I've been hearing that it's been passing all across the U.S., so if you hear my voice get a little raspy, that's what's going on. But man, I'm so excited to have you guys here today. Today is Friday, March the 15th, and ladies and gentlemen, I plan on making sure that we have another incredible show for you guys. As always, I definitely always talk about the fact that I'm just excited and grateful to be here, because this is another opportunity for us to impact the lives of another man, of another woman, of another child that is out there. And again, if this is your first time ever hearing Urban CEO Radio Show, Urban stands for Unapologetic, Real, Bold, Action-Oriented, and Non-Conforming. You know, I wanted us to be able to have a group, a community of people that come from a certain background, right? We come from a certain era, a certain area where we can all relate. You know, a lot of times people look at success and success looks a certain way. It seems a certain way. And I want people to know that you can be you. You can be unapologetic and be yourself and still get out here and have tremendous amount of success. And so we're going to be able to hear from some of our other urban CEOs later on the show, sharing their breakthroughs and all types of great things. Now, what I want to do, guys, is I want to shout out some events that are coming up with our urban CEOs. Remember, if you want to get your event shouted out, all you simply need to do is go over to the Facebook group. To join the Facebook group, simply go to join the urbanceogroup.com, okay? Join the urbanceogroup.com. That's all you need to do so that you can go to the Facebook group, and I'm going to announce these in just a minute. Also, if you want to let us know who you are, what city and state you guys have chimed in from, simply go to the Facebook group, and this is the one time where we allow you guys to post directly on the timeline and post all your good stuff on the timeline. You're going to go ahead and introduce yourself, let us know what city and state, what it is that you do for business. If you have a business card, a picture, a flyer, something like that that you want to include, do so as well. But you must, capital M-U-S-T, include hashtag Urban CEO Radio Show, okay? If you do not include hashtag Urban CEO Radio Show, then you will not get your post posted, okay? So I just want to make sure everybody understands that hashtag. It's so easy to remember. Sometimes we mess it up, but that's okay. You know I love y'all. Urban CEO Radio Show. That's the hashtag that you guys want to post. So go ahead and go to the group right now and let us know what city and state, what it is that you do. Put a picture, flyer, something, okay? Just let us know that you're out there. All right, so let's shout out some of the events that are coming up. March 22nd, 2019, we have the Valentine's Cruise 2020 hosted by DeShonda Jennings. And this is going to be, again, March 22nd, 2019, going to Nassau, Bahamas. If you have never been on a Nassau, Bahamas cruise, you definitely want to go check it out, guys. I think Bahamas is where they have, where you can go swim with the pigs and stuff like that. I never had a chance to do that yet. But I do know that Bahamas has some incredible water. They have some incredible food as well. And so if you've never been on one of those cruises, you definitely want to check it out. Also, we're going to April the 13th, 2019, on Saturday, we have the Great Era Amazon Boot Camp in Hammond, Indiana. Indiana. And if you guys are wanting to learn how to make money on Amazon and you are within 2 to 3 hours of this location, ladies and gents, you need to get out there to this boot camp. I'm telling you that the grays are definitely changing a lot of people's lives. And so definitely make sure that you guys get out there. And I'm sure that later on in the call, Kitten Gray is going to have some breakthroughs that she's going to share with us about how that boot camp went. Towards the end of our call. And then we also have June the 14th, or radio show, but June the 14th, we have the Business Success, It's More Than Dreams and Schemes by Rhonda R. Hudgens. And this is going to be in Marietta, Georgia on June the 14th, okay? Marietta, Georgia, June the 14th, guys. If you know, if you want to do some networking, any of that, you definitely want to check that out. Coming soon, too, you guys are going to see on the event schedule, guys, we have the six-figure book boot camp taking place in Atlanta, Georgia. 100. We have 100 authors, authorpreneurs, future authorpreneurs that are going to be coming to Atlanta for a three-day boot camp where, guys, our mission is to impact your life. I promise you this. We're going to have special guest speakers. We're going to walk away with so much knowledge. This is it's specifically about authorpreneurship. You know, I don't know many companies out there that are doing workshops helping authors to advance their books, because I meet a lot of authors nowadays, guys, that they just have books, but they're not building multiple six-figure businesses. And if you know me, if you know anything about our business, guys, that's what we do. We show entrepreneurs not just how to be an author, but how to use that effectively to get on the media, to get, you know, in front of conferences, workshops, importantly, to build multiple streams of income. So the six-figure book boot camp, that will be posted soon, but the website is real simple to remember, sixfigurebookbootcamp.com, sixfigurebookbootcamp.com. Also, we have so many events. Yay! Okay, we've got more events that are coming up. One second, guys. I'm trying to load them all. The Stay and Pray Retreat in Chattanooga, Tennessee, April the 1st. This is 2020, though, guys. April the 1st, 2020, Chattanooga, Tennessee, with Rhonda Hudgens. And this is going to be an event where you guys can be able to come out to Tennessee, 12 to 20 sisters in Christ. And it's going to be all about fasting, staying, and praying. And so if you're interested in that, make sure you go over to the events tab in the Urban CEO's Facebook group, and you just simply go to jointheurbanceogroup.com. Again, jointheurbanceogroup.com. Now let me see if we have anybody that is here on the line. Again, don't forget, guys, if you are live on the line, make sure to go over to Join the Urban CEO Group and include hashtag Urban CEO Radio Show, okay? And let us know what city and state, what business you're in, all that good stuff, all right? Kitten Cat Gray is on the line from Chicago, Illinois. She says she's also going to be at the six-figure book boot camp. Amen, amen. Can't wait to see you there. So if anybody else wants to join us in on conversation, guys, make sure that you do so. Well, let me go ahead and shift gears real quick, because it is now time for our quote of the day. And I just said this woman's name, this beautiful woman who is just a ray of sun, a sun of shine. You know, look, I don't know colloquialisms like that, but she's just the sunshine to my heart. And so I'm going to bring her on the line, none other than Mrs. Kitten Cat Gray. You are now live on the Urban CEO Radio Show. Darling, what is the quote of the day?
Good morning, my urban CEOs. So the quote of the day is, and it is today's tip, being happy, don't let bothered people bother you. Let me tell you guys, we are all going through challenges, but if there are people that are in your life that bother your spirit, or you know, everyone has this sixth sense when you come around a person and you don't feel exactly right. If they're not bringing out the best in you, you better walk away. Don't let bothered people bother you. Hashtag Team Vision Avant, guys. I want to see this hashtag go viral. Please help me with this. Hashtag Team Vision Avant. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I love you, and I appreciate you tremendously. Yes, honey, I am so big on energies. Look, you know, guys, in this day and age, we've got to be very cautious about the energies that we allowed into our conscious and subconscious space. And so I appreciate that quote of the day. I know that Kitten is going to go ahead and post that in the group as well. So make sure that y'all go shout her out and let her know how much you appreciate that. I appreciate that tremendously. And then I know we have some more people that are here live again listening to us. One second. Let me see. Who do we have? We have on the line Ayana, also Jendai Stratford. She says, purple hair, don't care. I'm an author, therapist, life coach, PhD student, and entrepreneur. Look, I done lost my breath, girl. You're so busy. And she is definitely rocking her Urban CEO quote. Well, not, you know, what do we call it? This? What do we call this, y'all? Our unapologetic real. Y'all got to hook me up. Y'all got to let me know what we call that. But that she has posted her unapologetic, real, bold, action-oriented, and not conformist. See, that's what I'm talking about. Stuff like, we like to wear purple hair. You know, in the urban community, these are things that are acceptable. We can still be extremely successful. I get tired of people trying to tell me what I should dress like, look like, what we should appear like. We should be able to be ourselves and be happy being ourselves, and also being able to be relatable to people that are in the urban communities. By the way, let me just shout out to every single body that we've interviewed thus far. We've been interviewing guys for the board, and I'm telling you, we're pretty much down to who we know who's going to be on the board. So we'll be making that announcement very, 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 very soon. I'm very excited about that, and very excited about the official Urban CEO launch. That's going to be here in Houston, Texas, darling. Yes, this is going to be, we did it at the beginning of the year. We did a New Year, New You lunch, right? And that took place here in Houston as well. And guys, I'm going to tell you, I wasn't expecting it to be as grandiose, right, as it was. It was an amazing event. Flew in from all over the United States, first of all. I love you guys. But most importantly, it was a packed out room. We literally had to open up the second room so that we could add an additional space, right? But we had so many people that walked away saying that this was just one of the most incredible lunches they had. And this, and you know what I will tell you, what I love so much about the room is that we all came from a space that we could all relate to, right? We all came from a space, and it wasn't about color. It was about relatability. Being from the urban community is not just a color thing. It's also about under communities. And so we were all able to relate in our own ways, and it was just an exciting opportunity. So we decided, because we know that we can't just wait a whole nother year to do something like that, we're going to do it again in June. But on top of doing this luncheon again, we're also going to be having the official launch of the Urban CEO. All I can tell you guys is, when you guys find out about who the board team members are, when you guys find out about what we have in plan and in store for all of our urban CEOs, how we plan on doing things like, you know, guys, I don't know if you've seen these other communities where, let's just say, somebody launches a major product, and, you know, we all want to be in on that launch together. Let's just say the thousands of urban CEOs that are part of the community, there's a launch of a major product, and we all do it together. Let me give you an example. Everybody saw that whole documentary that went out with that that festival. Y'all know the Fyre Festival, and it was just horrible. But they talked about how they launched it, which was ingenious, by the way. They had they actually paid, though. They paid all of these, you know, influencers on social media to go out there on the same exact day and post this orange-like little screen, right? And then they posted about the flyer. Well, it was ingenious because everybody was doing it all at the same time. And because everybody did it all at the same time, it created such a frenzy that everybody wanted to purchase tickets to this event. Well, imagine. Just, I want you to visualize this. Imagine we have a community where one of our fellow urban CEOs been approved, they have a product or a service coming out, and we all launch together. But not only are they going to make money, but we all will make money with this launch. See, these are the type of things that we want to do. We're going to have an urban CEO conference. It's just a lot, you know, coming up. So I just want to congratulate everybody for just hanging in there with us, everybody who raised their hands to be a part of the board, because this is going to be a huge movement. Over 50,000 members is the goal by the end of this year into the Facebook group. But, oh, I've got even other stuff. I've got some more ideas, guys, that are just, it's just going to blow us away. So I'm just excited about that, and I can't wait. But look, now it's time to go ahead and shift gears again, okay? So I'm excited to announce, and I think that this is him on the line, so we're about to find out as soon as I unmute him, but I'm going to give him his introduction first and foremost. So I had a chance to meet this gentleman at an event where I was the MC of this real estate weekend event here in Houston, Texas, and he came, came down from Louisiana to come to this event. Well, was able to, and I ended up following a lot of the people that had gone to that event. This was real estate. I don't know much about real estate. Don't know much about that industry itself. I just know that eventually it is definitely something, entrepreneurs, CEOs, that I want to get into. And come to find out, you know, not only is this gentleman under the age of 30, but he has multiple properties that he owns, and he's going to definitely be making some incredible multiple million-dollar moves, guys, and I'm just excited to be able to have him on. You know, you can have that person on like right when they're on the brink of a major explosion. Well, that's exactly what's happening for him. He's been able to do also some additional networking events that take place in Louisiana. So he's helping other people, and he also educates people on real estate. Okay, and so I'm excited to have him, guys, as a VIP guest on the line. By the way, if at any point you guys hear a quotable moment, if at any point you have a question, make sure that you do go and post it over in the Urban CEO Network, okay, on the Facebook group, and include hashtag Urban CEO Radio Show, okay, Urban CEO Radio Show, all right? So make sure that y'all go ahead and do that. But without further ado, I would like to bring on the line our VIP guest of the day, Mr. O'Neill. Hold on, let me make sure I got the right number. Mr. O'Neill Parker. O'Neill, is that you?
Hey, what's going on?
everything is great. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the Urban CEO Radio Show. How are you doing? I know you're probably busy right now, so I appreciate you for jumping on the show.
Yeah, I'm busy right now, but it's all good. I'm sitting in Buffalo Wild Wings parking lot right now. I'm on the phone with y'all. Y'all got my time.
Well, that's
I see got a lot going
we appreciate
on, huh?
It. You said what now?
Sounds like y'all have a lot going on. You have a lot of events coming up.
Oh, yeah. Well, those are our urban CEOs. We allow them to post in the group, and we share that. We feel like that's the best way to build community. So definitely. But look, you know, let's talk about you, O'Neill. You know, I know I didn't give you much of an introduction. So if you could just, you know, I guess the shorter version of, you know, who you are and how you got into real estate. I know you have a background where you have tried different things as well, and then you found something that worked with you. But tell us a little bit about your journey to being now a real estate, not just a real estate investor, but also one that's an educator.
Okay. Well, start off by saying my name is O'Neill Parker. I'm a real estate investor in Lafayette, Louisiana. I invest in three different markets right now, Lafayette, Lake Charles, and Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I've been investing since November 2016. I also have services. I do business credit, and I also offer credit repair. My main focus is buying houses, fix them, and rent them, but I also do rehabs, and I also wholesale. I do a couple of different things. And I also have a small group that I teach real estate every Monday. I mean, every month. So that's a little bit of what I do.
Okay, so now how did you get into real estate? Because I know you're a young man, and I don't know a lot of gentlemen around your age that are buying up properties the way that you are doing it. So what was it that intrigued you to get into this industry?
Okay, so a little flashback. When I was 13, 14, I just fell in love with real estate. I was looking at buildings, apartment buildings, single-family houses, you know, riding around with your parents. I was just pointing at stuff like, we should buy that, we should buy that. Because my parents are, like, low-key real estate investors. They own, like, one commercial property and like two or three single family homes. So I knew about the business, but I really didn't understand it, if you know what I mean. So I just knew I liked it and I loved it and I knew what it can do for me. So I've been knowing I wanted to do that since I was like 13, 14. So, you know, I forgot about it after time. I started playing football, you know, got into girls. So that wasn't really, you know, on my mind. So push forward, when I was 21, I built my first house. And then when I was 22, I was sitting in my living room. I was just, you know, looking for ways to earn extra money. I typed how to earn extra money on YouTube, and then real estate popped up, real estate wholesaling to be exact. And then ever since that, I think that was June of 2016. So I started educating myself, watching a lot of videos, ordered me some books, read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and then that was a wrap since November 2016. In November 2016, I started. And from November 2016 to September of 2017, no, not September, I'm sorry. I think February, something like that. It was 3 or 4 months I made $50,000 wholesaling. And then after that, I started purchasing single family homes. And 13 months after that, I purchased $1.3 million in real estate. And now I just purchase houses, rent them, and then flip houses here and there. And now I have a wholesale team. So that's a little bit about
that is,
where I am.
Wow, that's incredible. One plus million. All I heard is million, and my eyes just lit up real quick. I'm like, what? Okay. So look, so now you get into this real estate. You know, I know a lot of people want to get into real estate. I hear a lot of people say, you know, that's definitely the way to go. Every millionaire has their money in real estate. But I know, especially in the urban community, it's a really big intimidation factor for most
right.
of our fellow urban CEOs. First of all, I mean, I know that you had parents that you also saw them kind of doing it. But what are some of the misconceptions that I guess a lot of people have when it comes to being an investor?
There's a lot of misconceptions because a lot of people, well, the first thing is people are scared to invest their money, and people think that you need a really need a lot of money to get started. So basically all the properties I buy, I don't put no money out of my own pocket. It's all about using other people's money. You use your uncle money, your grandpa money, the bank money, credit cards, private money, hard money. So I think that's the number one thing in my opinion. It's just people think you have to be a millionaire to just start investing in real estate, and you really don't. And they don't ask questions, just like anything else. That's what I think. What you think?
I don't know. I know that a lot of people, I will say a lot of people also fear credit. And I love the fact that you also help people with establishing their credit. When somebody does come to you, you know, and they're looking to be an investor, is that one of the first things that you work on getting done? Do they have to have good credit to be an investor?
No, you can get into real estate without having good credit. So in that situation, if you don't have the best credit, so the best thing for you to do is find a partner who does have good credit. So there's really no reason why you shouldn't be investing in real estate, because there's many ways to go around the thing that you're missing. So if you don't have money, you could just find somebody that has the money. So it's all about credit, time, and finding a great deal. If you could do any one of those, you can invest in real estate. So for the person that doesn't have money or doesn't have the best credit, you just find great deals and find people that have the money or the credit, and then y'all become partners, and now you are part of the deal without money or credit.
Okay, because that's what I was about to ask you next. But first, let me shout out. We have Erica on the line from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Hey, love. We have Elisa on from sunny Florida. Hey, love. Shakita on the line from Miami, Florida. Hello, hello. And so my next question was, because that's what you were saying, like, you know, we'll just find someone who does have credit or find someone who does have the money. And so do you recommend first of all, I guess this is a twofold question. Before finding someone who has the credit, you got to go find the deal. And how do you find that deal? And then I'll let you answer that. And then I have another question after that.
All right, so the best way to find great deals is ride around in your area. You know, you see houses or apartments that's boarded up, grass tall to the windowsills. That's usually great deals. So once you find the address, or if you can't find the address, I think iPhones now, if you take a picture within 5 minutes, it'll tell you the address of where you're at. So once you get the address, you want to skip trace that property. You can go on skipgenie.com, truepeoplesearch.com, which is free, reiskip.com, benverify.com. Once you skip trace it, it tells you all the information of that property and of the person who owns that property. Or you can go on the tax assessor's website. That'll also tell you the mailing address of that property and who owns that property. It tells you a name. Once you skip trace that name, it'll probably shoot out probably seven numbers. Two or three of those numbers will probably be for that person or their previous number, and then the others could probably be their relatives. So you start calling. You want to call each of those people and try to find out information that you need on that property. And then after you have that information on that property, you try to sell it to an investor or you try to look for partners. And you look for partners, you go to real estate meetings, you go to real estate RIAs, stuff like that. You can find that on meetup.com. You put in your zip code, and it'll show a local real estate meeting in your area. And that's where you meet all the real estate.
Okay, awesome, because that was going to be the next question. So, y'all, and I love meetup.com. Meetup, you can go there to find all types of people.
Yeah, you got everything on meetup.com.
They sure do.
Yeah, just type in Google.
There you go. There you go. Awesome. So that's dope. Now, we're going to make sure, guys, I know you want to be able to connect with O'Neill. And as he said, he does have a small group. Now, with the people that you do work with showing them real estate, do you do it just only in Louisiana, or are you doing it with people that are all over the U.S.?
No, I do it all over the U.S. So I'm about to come out with a mentor program. So that'll be available pretty soon. My website is not up yet, but it's O'NeillParker.com. It's O-N-E-I-L-Parker.com. Or you can just follow me on Instagram at realestate.entrepreneur.com. realestate.entrepreneur. Or you just go on YouTube, O'Neill Parker, and then you connect with me there and see when the website will be launched.
And, yeah, I'm glad you talked about the YouTube channel, because that's where I want to talk about, because I definitely have looked at so many of your YouTube videos, and one that I remember is where you had a tenant where they left and they didn't, well, you try to look out for her and she left and didn't leave the house nice.
Yeah.
And so I think that's another fear that maybe some people have with renting out properties. First of all, do you prefer to flip houses or rent them out, and why?
I'll tell you the difference between the two, but my preference is to keep every house that I have. The reason I want to keep it is because it's long-term wealth and it's generational wealth. So I have two kids. So once I pass away or something happens to me, my kids will gain all that wealth automatically. And when you hold houses, you're making money every month, and your net worth goes up every time you buy a property. And also the properties that you own, they're increasing in value over time. Get money a bunch of different ways. And you can just refinance it if you need some money, pull some money out tax-free, and put it in your pocket.
Gotcha.
And then on the flipping side, you got to pay a lot of taxes. And it's just a lot of work for a check. And then you got to pay, depending on your tax bracket, you got to pay 35 or 50% on the money that you make. And you have to, it's a job. So if you're not out there flipping houses, you're not getting checks. But if I own 100 houses, I'm getting a check every month. If I'm working on that, or if I'm in Texas, or I'm in California, I'm in Hawaii, I'm getting paid no matter what. And it's passive income. I like passive income. I don't like active income.
Gotcha. Well, that makes a whole lot of sense. It's just, of course, with any and everything, there's pros and cons to it all. And that's just in life. There's nothing is going to always be perfect. And I think a lot of times when people have this idea that, you know, something is going, you know, I'm trying to find the perfect opportunity, that's just not reality. And I love what you did say about, you know, being able to build that generational wealth and being able to pass that down. And that's absolutely true. Okay. So now tell us a little bit about your mentor program, or the program that you currently have now. What is it that you do with people?
So right now I just basically just do consultation calls, and I also have my monthly meetup. That's what I'm doing now. And I'm teaching people from the beginning all the way to the end, what you trying to do. So first I ask, what's the goal that you're trying to do in real estate? Are you trying to flip houses? Are you trying to wholesale? Are you trying to buy and hold? Like, what's your goal? And then after I find out their goal, I can break down what they need to do to reach their goal. So the very first thing I tell anybody is get your credit right, because it's not hard to get that right. It costs maybe $600. You spend that all the time if you think about it. You spend maybe $100 a month just on food, probably more than that. So you don't need to find an excuse of why you're not fixing your credit. If you really want to fix, you just need to get it done. And the program that I'm launching coming up, it'll probably do the same thing, but it'll be more intensive. It'll be a lot of FaceTime calls, Zoom calls. It'll just go deeper. I'll be more hands-on instead of just being so broad. And give them exactly the tools that they need.
No, go ahead.
I'll give them exactly the tools they need instead of just, you know, being so broad with it. I'll be more direct since they're paying and they're giving me their time instead of just free information.
Gotcha. And I'm going to tell you, though, you want to make sure that you do go follow him. Again, if you go to realestate.entrepreneur, we also posted him in our group. So if you are listening, guys, you just go over to our group and you can get all of his details. I'll make sure to post all those as well on the post. And again, that is jointheurbanceogroup.com. And his YouTube videos are just, and they're fun. They're funny, but he also teaches you a lot. Now, what about the person that's like me where, you know, I saw, you know, I had told you one time, like, I don't really want to do all that because I don't want to go into no houses and have to be, like, hands-on. And I know you still have people that you bring on, but are there actual real estate investors who don't necessarily have to get their feet or hands dirty?
I know that you don't want to get them hands dirty, but yeah, definitely so. There's a thing called turnkey rentals. You can buy that. So a turnkey rental is a house that's already rehabbed and already have a tenant in, and most of the time it already has property management. So basically you're just purchasing the house and then collecting your check every month. So that's probably something you'll be more interested in. And the property management company take care of everything. So tenant leaves and the house is a mess, they'll clean it up, they get a new tenant. So basically, you're just collecting a check, paying your insurance on the property, and that's it. You hands off completely.
But you make less money.
Property management usually costs about 10%. So if your rent is $1,000, you just pay them $100. But if you have multiple properties, it can drop it down to like 7%. So it's worth the headache. 10%, you can have it for that headache.
Gotcha. Yeah, well, I did have a property at one time, and I wish I would have known what I know today. I did have this property in Virginia where I was renting it out. And, yeah, I had a property management company, and so I didn't have to do anything. Like, they just took care of everything and just sent me my little check every single month.
Yeah.
And then I decided I wanted to sell it. I thought, you know, I could make a better, bigger bang getting a bigger check, but it was actually a stupid sale. But, you know, you live and you learn, and that's why you connect with people like O'Neill Parker, who is teaching you how to get these things done quick, fast, in a hurry. Let me shout out some folks as well. Kitten Gray says, scared money don't make no money. Erica says she's going to be at the six-figure boot camp. All right, I see you guys. And if you have anything that you want to post, a quotable moment at all while you're listening in, make sure that you do so. What is your goal? What is your 5 to 10 year goal? Because I'm not going to do you like that. Because you say you want to just keep on renting out the property. So where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
Oof, man, 5 years from now should be in at least 3 different markets. I'm thinking Memphis, Tennessee, Detroit, and maybe Orlando, maybe Houston. So in those markets, I plan at least on at least 20 houses per market, if not more. I'm trying to get into a multifamily as well. That's apartment buildings for people that don't know. And quit my job. That's another thing because I still have a full-time job. That's pretty much it. And try to help as many people as I can and travel. Try to be living.
Amen to that.
Because by then, I think everything will be good. I'll know a lot more than I know now. So, yeah, it's pretty much travel, collect that passive income, and then help people.
Absolutely. And I love that, y'all. I mean, first of all, I know y'all heard how much money he had shared that he had made when he first got started, and so you know that that's continued to increase, but he's still working a full-time job. That reminds me of one of my good friends, Tara Jackson, who talks about being a dualpreneur, and sometimes, you know, being able to do what's going to be your purpose work and doing that part-time, but having your financial investor full-time, which is your job. And so, guys, you know, for any of us right now that maybe we're listening, you're listening to the radio show after you got off work because you couldn't listen while you were at work, or maybe you're listening quietly at work, this should be some additional motivation. He's doing this part-time, and he is also a father, and he is out here making it happen. O'Neill, before we let you go, are there any last imparting words that you would like to leave with our listeners?
Yes, go out there and take action on anything that you dream that you want to do. Just go do it. Don't think about it. Just do it. And then you'll be all right. And go follow me on Instagram, Real Estate Period Entrepreneur, YouTube, O'Neill Parker, O-N-E-I-L. And y'all have a good weekend. And thank you for letting me come on. I appreciate it.
Oh, no, thank you so much. I know we had to reschedule, and you made yourself available for us, so we appreciate you tremendously. And, guys, I'm telling you, this gentleman is definitely doing exactly what you heard him saying. He's motivation for me, and so you want to plug in and see what he's got going on. Again, go follow him on Instagram, which is realestate.entrepreneur, as well as his YouTube is O'Neill Parker, and I'll make sure that it is posted in the group. Again, thank you so much, O'Neill, for being here. We appreciate you. Hey, look, guys, it's now time through. So if you guys had any breakthroughs, anything that happened for you over the past few days, you want to go ahead and press the number one on your phone. Push the number one on your phone so that we can hear your breakthrough. All right, sorry, I had to mute the phone real quick. But push the number one on your phone so we can hear your breakthrough, because this is definitely an opportunity to share anything that you have overcome. Also, guys, do not forget the six-figure boot camp that is taking place April the 26th through the 28th in Atlanta, Georgia. We're going to be downtown Atlanta, darling, at the Hilton. Yes, honey, we got the nice hotel. They're not ready for us. They're not ready for us at the Hilton, okay? We're just going to have such a good time. But make sure you go to six-figure book boot camp so that you can get your early bird tickets, okay? I'm telling you, tickets are going up. 100 of the best entrepreneurs, right? Because when we leave out of that, we're going to be so fired up and pumped up. By the way, everybody's going to have their six-figure author T-shirt. When you register for this event, you get your six-figure author T-shirt, and you're just going to get a ton of more information value when you walk away from this. So make sure you go over to six Figure Book Boot Camp right now. Get your early bird tickets for that event. And if you want to share your breakthrough, ladies and gents, push the number one on your keypad. Push the number one on your keypad so that you can share your breakthroughs. Now, this, in case y'all don't know what a breakthrough is, it's about 90 seconds or long, and it's anything, darling, anything, whether it's business or life, that you have overcome, something that you have learned, something that you have pushed past, you want to go ahead and share that. So go ahead and press one for that. Let me see. Hold on. I know we've got some more posts. Cornisha says, go out there and take action. Absolutely. Ayana, she says, live from Whidbey Island. Hello, Ayana. Hello, hello, hello. Make sure, guys, again, that you also invite at least 2 to 5 people to join our Facebook community. That is real simple to do. All you got to do is, once you have joined the group, by going to jointheurbanceogroup.com, you can actually click on where you can invite 2 to 5 people to join. Also, our website, UrbanCEO Network, is out, y'all. Did y'all know that? It's officially out there. And we have urban CEOs that are popping up, guys. Many of them are, they have purchased their T-shirts. By the way, if you haven't gotten your T-shirt, go over there. And the first 100, remember, you get to be advertised, but you have this information in by this month. If you do not send it in this month, you will not be able to be added to the website. So don't procrastinate, guys. How you do anything is how you do what? Everything. So take action, like O'Neill said, right now, and go ahead and submit your information to info@urbanceonetwork. If they have not emailed you yet and you purchased a T-shirt, make sure you send an email to info@urbanceonetwork.com. And if you haven't gotten your T-shirt, go to Urban CEO Network. And don't forget the baseball caps, y'all. I was rocking my baseball cap all throughout the week. I'm going to be rocking it today because I ain't getting my hair done till tomorrow morning. And I'm telling you, when I rock it, people are like, what's Urban CEO? What's that moving about? Oh, what's that? I'm urban. I'm this. I like urban. And I want to know about it. And I'm telling you, y'all, it is just definitely exciting, the response that we're getting from rocking the hats and rocking the T-shirts. So make sure you guys go ahead and get that done by going to UrbanCEONetwork.com. Again, so we don't look like today we have anybody that wants to share a breakthrough. But, y'all, I'm going to tell you, it has been an absolute privilege. We have so many great things that are going to be taking place. I'm telling you, we have, like we said, the board, and we're going to be making the announcement of all the board members from our president to vice president, all the way down to those who are going to be helping us with our social media. We have new radio show hosts that are going to be coming, guys. I'm just excited. We have new look. It's just going to be amazing, okay? Our VIP guests that we're going to be bringing on board, it's going to be exciting, and all of that, guys. And so, again, thank you to every single one of you who raised your hands to be a part of this board. I just want you to understand that it's going to be a huge impact. You'll be announced at the official launch that's going to be coming up in June in Houston, Texas. And so don't forget, guys, every single Monday and Friday, as of right now, darling, we are live every Monday and Friday on the Urban CEO Radio Show. You want to join us by going by coming back on next Monday, same time, same place. We have another VIP guest that we're going to be bringing on the line. And don't forget to check out our website, Urban CEO Network, as well as join the Urban CEO group. Other than that, y'all, my name is Taria Vision Avant, and remember, vision is the art of seeing what's invisible to others. So don't allow people who do not see what you see to break your focus. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, don't you look left. Don't you look right. Only stay focused forward on what God has for you. And at the end of the day, darling, all will be.